You're listening to SBS News.
Smack to the boars in search of escape. I want to be free to soar and sail.
The Big Exhale, an original song composed in 2019 by Farhod Bandesh, a musician, artist and Kurdish refugee from Iran who was released from detention on Friday. Mr. Bandesh and others were brought to Australia under the now-repealed Medivac law, which provides ill asylum seekers held in offshore detention a pathway to be transferred to Australia for medical treatment. Mr. Bandesh's experience in offshore detention began on Christmas Island, followed by a transfer to Manus Island in Papua New Guinea for nearly 6 years. In 2019, he was transferred for medical treatment to the Melbourne Immigration Transit Accommodation in Broadmeadows. On his first day of freedom, Mr. Bandesh celebrated his 40th birthday. On his second day out of detention, Mr. Bandesh addressed a protest in Melbourne.
8 years ago, I had to flood my land to find safety and my freedom. Instead of that, I got punishment, torture. We can change many things when we are united. Let's be united once again to bring my brothers and sisters from detention centers. They have to be here with me right now. They have the right to be here. They are humans like you.
Mr. Bandesh made an impassioned plea to the federal government to end its policy of mandatory detention.
The Australian government hold my brother and sister for no reason in detention torture centers. Can someone from politician tell me what is my crime, what is my friend's crime? They have no committed crime. Resistance brings life. Resistance brings freedom.
Mr. Bandesh then travelled to the Mantra Hotel in Preston to speak at another protest organised by the Refugee Advocacy Network. Inside the Mantra Hotel are some of his friends who remain in detention. As those rallies took place in Melbourne, activists in Sydney gathered at the town hall to hear former Socceroo Craig Foster make a keynote speech a day after he greeted Mr. Bandesh after his release from detention in Melbourne.
And what struck me standing at the front of MITRE there and looking at this great complex of wire and barbed wire and steel was that just the simplicity of letting him out. It was just a thin metal gate and a key. And it swung open freely and they said, there, on this side is a form of living hell that none of us, no Australian, would ever accept for ourselves. Never.
Mr. Bandesh is among five refugees who had cases before the Federal Circuit Court to determine whether they were being unlawfully detained. Bridging visas were granted by Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton, meaning they can legally stay in Australia while their immigration status is resolved. Other refugees also have cases before the courts. Asylum seeker legal representative, Nolene Dilhara Balasanthiran Harendran, says it is an emotional time for all parties involved.
Yes, they may have been brought for medical treatment. However, they've been detained for 8 years of their life. So I think that's what's significant about this. We were not seeking anything else but freedom. So once you get freedom after 8 years, and as many of our guys have said, you know, these are not criminals, they were innocent human beings who, as you can imagine, they were happy, sad, everything together. And we're getting emotional just talking about it.
Ms. Harendran says the pandemic has hindered the opportunity for some people in detention to receive the medical treatment they were initially promised.
For most of our clients, they didn't seem to be getting what they came here for. I think COVID also played a part in it. However, the prolonged detention and the not knowing a date of release, not having fresh air or a place to walk, not being able to go out for a walk if they wanted to, I think that significantly impacted them. We've had cases where we actually spoke to psychiatrists who actually diagnosed them with having a detention fatigue, and they had significant mental health deterioration.
Marcus Megaloconomos, SBS News.